Hey, listeners. Before we begin, I want to tell you about an amazing new resource I've found, Kaleidoscope. Their vision is so cool. They help kids and parents bridge the gap between storybook Bibles and adult translations, which are written at a high school level or higher. Kaleidoscope retells every book of the Bible in beautifully designed and illustrated single volumes with elementary-aged kids in mind. Our family has some of their books, and we love them. This month, they have a new release and their first volume in the Minor Prophets. It's titled Sound the Alarm, written by the hysterical and talented Caroline Saunders. Podcast listeners, you can take 10% off today with the code KIDS. That's K-I-D-S. Find them on Instagram at read.kaleidoscope to learn more. Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today's story is called God Never Sleeps, and this comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9, 11 through 14, 21 through 22, and 25 through 31. Today, we get to hear a story from a book in the Bible called Isaiah. Who do you think probably wrote this?
Isaiah.
Yes, many think Isaiah did. God told Isaiah what he wanted him to proclaim to others. You see, Isaiah was a prophet. Let's listen in on what Isaiah was telling others about God. We begin our story here. Jerusalem, you have good news to tell. Go up on a high mountain and shout out loud the good news. Shout it out and don't be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah,
here is your God.
The Lord takes care of his people like a shepherd. He gathers the people like lambs in his arms. He carries them close to him. He gently leads the mothers of the lambs. Who has measured the oceans in the palm of his hand? Everyone, look at your hands. Have you held the whole crystal blue ocean in them as you made the waves? No? Me either. Let's continue. Who has used his hand to measure the sky? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket? Who has used scales to weigh the mountains and hills? Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been able to give the Lord advice? Whom did the Lord ask for help? Who taught him the right way? Who taught the Lord knowledge and showed him the way to understanding? Can you compare God to anything? Well, Isaiah, let us think about that. Are my granny and grandpa perfect like God?
No.
No, what about those enormous lions? Are they as powerful as God?
No.
Nope. I guess there's really nothing I've seen that's exactly like God. Can you compare him to an image of anything? Surely you know. Surely you have heard. Surely in the beginning someone told you. Surely you understand how the earth was created. God sits on his throne above the circle of the earth. And compared to him, people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the skies like a piece of cloth. He spreads them out like a tent to sit under. God the Holy One says,
"Can you compare anyone to me? Is anyone equal to me?"
Look up to the skies. Everyone listening, look at the sky out your window if you can. What do you see? Thanks for sharing. I see bright rays of sun shining. Okay, let's keep going. Who created all these stars? He leads out all the army of heaven, one by one. He calls all the stars by name. He is very strong and full of power. So, not one of them is missing. People of Jacob, why do you complain? People of Israel, why do you say, "The Lord does not see what happens to me. He does not care if I'm treated fairly or not." Surely you know. Surely you have heard. The Lord is the God who lives forever. He created all the world. He does not become tired or need to rest. No one can understand how great His wisdom is. The Lord gives strength to those who are tired. He gives more power to those who are weak. Why, even children become tired and need to rest. Even young men trip and fall. But the people who trust the Lord will become strong again. They will be able to rise up as an eagle in the sky. They will run without needing rest. They will walk without becoming tired. Well, that is it for our story today, but before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Our story talked about who God is. I heard a lot of ways He is described, what He is like. Answer out loud some things you just heard about who God is. I'll go first. I heard He is super smart and wise. Okay, your turn.
Kind and smart.
Thanks for sharing. Some of you may have said, God is almighty, powerful. He never misses putting a star out at night. He's in control. Some of you may have said, He's creator, who made the oceans, the dirt, everything. Some of you may have said, He's gentle and loving. He gathers us like lambs in His arms and carries us close to Him. All of these ways you described God are correct. Now, I want to ask you a pretty silly question. Do you have to go to sleep at night?
Yes.
Yes, me too. Do you ever try to stay up really late, try not to sleep? If you have, do you feel great the next day? Or do you cry easily when you drop your fork? You don't want to run outside with your friends. You're so tired. You become cranky pants. Yep. Well, guess what? Everyone in the whole entire world needs that sweet, sweet slumber of sleep. Or we get whiny. Can't think, have no energy, and are moody. But does God need sleep? Does he get tired and cranky?
No.
No. Our story just told us we have such a mighty and kind God who never grows tired. And in fact, will help strengthen us when we put our trust in him. What a relief. Isn't that awesome? This week, if you are growing tired and worn out trying to do your reading, maybe you are worn down and sad because you heard something very sad. Or maybe you are tired trying to share with your little brother. You can remember what our Bible story told us. We can stop, take a breath, and pray to God for help. Help us not want to give up when we feel tired with what is going on around us. You can trust God to strengthen you. No matter how tired, sad, or worn out you feel, God will be right there with you, carrying you like a lamb close to his heart. Well, that is it for our story today. Thank you again so much for listening. And, as always, bye for now.